Bava Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kama Bavli, Daf Kuf Tef Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. At the first Mishnah on the page, it's Halacha Gimel. Amakir, Kelav, Oisfav, Biyad Acher, Emyotzalay Shem Geneva, Ba'ir, Yeshava Kama Haitzi V'yitol. If Reuven recognized his utensils or his farm with Shimon, who claims that he bought them, and there were rumors that Reuven was robbed, Shimon swears how much he paid, and Reuven pays this and takes them back from Shimon. V'im lav, loikog hemenu, shani oimer, mochom la'acher, v'lokom zemimenu. If not, for the rumors though, Reuven cannot force Shimon to sell them, because perhaps Reuven sold them and Shimon bought them from the buyer. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, b'dinhu, shalai yishava, v'lama amar yishava, shalai yubai lebatim, nitpalim, v'genovim. Abba Mamal says that according to the letter of the law, Shimon shouldn't swear. Why does Chacham say that he swears? Less people commonly buy from thieves. And a person is reluctant to buy if he thinks that later he will need to swear in order to get back the money that he paid. Rabishua ben Levi, Omar, Rabishua yotzal Hashem, Sheyignu Ruthav. Rabishua ben Levi says, our mission discusses when there were rumors that his farm was stolen. Rav Amar Tzarech Lavi Raya Shelanim Ogoisa Laila. Rav says that Reuben has to bring proof that the one who sold to Shimon was in Reuben's house that night. If not, we're concerned that Reuben might have sold them and forced to get them. Asi says that if Shimon claimed I bought them from Pliny, meaning not the suspected thief, then he is believed to receive what he paid without a shvur. Asa Uvda Koimi Rabbi Nasa Vele Kabil. A case came in front of Rabbi Nasa and he didn't accept this claim. Ma Palig. Does Rabbi Nasa disagree with Asi? Amar Bal Nash Da'akin Havu Begain Kain LeKabel. Jan says no, the one who he said sold them was very poor. We estimate he didn't have enough money to buy the theft, therefore he did not accept the claim. We come on to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet, Zeba Bechavisoi Shal Yain, Zeba Bechadoi Shal Dvash, Nistaka Chavis Shal Dvash, Veshafachis Ze'ez Yenoi Behitzel Ez Advash, Veseichoi Ein Lo Yelashoi. Mishnah says if Levi was carrying a barrel of wine and Yehuda was carrying a jug of honey and Yehuda's barrel cracked and Levi spilled out his wine and saved the honey, he's paid only like a worker and he's not compensated for the wine that he forfeited. But if Levi said, I'll save your honey and you will pay for my wine, then Yehuda has to give it to him. And the Gemara says, Honey, Shnaim, Bamidbar, Biadze, Chavis, Naim, Biadze, Chavis, Dvash, Nifta Kavish Yomayim, Tani Beistin, Tani Beistin, Hu Shi Yishprich Ze Dvashoi Vyatzeret Meimov, Shamayim Mechayev Amidbar Vle Dvash. Gemara brings from Abaisa, if two were in the desert, one had a barrel of water and the other a barrel of honey, and the barrel of water cracked, it's a stipulation of Beistin that Levi spill out his honey to save the water, because water sustains people in the desert and honey does not. Tani, Payol, Va'ani, Sha'ol, Lewish, Elan, Vashibri, Seicher, The Baisa says if a worker or a poor man ascended a tree to harvest it or to take the pay from it and he broke a branch, if it's normal for workers or for the poor to ascend such a tree to do so, he's exempt. If not, then he's liable.